What's that, boy?
I want to tell you about your girlfriend.
What about my girl?
But you don't look strong enough to take the message.
I'm strong enough.
I might hurt your feelings.
My feelings already hurt by being here with you.
Well, I was walking down the street with your girl the other day.
Uh-huh.
And the wind was blowing real hard.
Is that right?
The wind blew her hair into my face.
Uh-huh.
You know what else happened?
What happened?
The wind blew her hair into her face.
Yeah.
And we went a little further. You want to hear the rest of it?
I might as well.
The wind blew her hair in the street.
Since you told me about my girl, I'ma tell you about yours. I was walking down the street with your girl.
Yes.
I took her home for a drink, you know.
Took her home?
Yeah, just for a drink.
Oh.
But that chick looked so ugly, she had to sneak up on a glass to get a drink of water.
You got the nerve to call somebody ugly. Why you so ugly tell a stalk that brought you in the world ought to be arrested.
That's all right. My mama didn't have to put a sheet over my head so sleep could slip up on me.
Hey, look here.
What's that?
Where you from?
South America.
What's that?
South America.
You don't look like no South American to me.
I'm still from South America.
What part?
South Texas.
Where your Western boots at?
I got them on.
Hey, look here.
What that?
I've been trying to figure out what you is.
I already figured out what you is.
What that?
You that thing I throw peanuts at. What's that?
You should be ashamed of yourself.
Why?
Calling people ugly.
I didn't call you ugly.
What'd you say?
I said you was ruined, that's all.
Oh, man. You know something?
What?
You look like you've been whooped with an ugly stick.
Hey, I ain't got nothing to do with it, but I need a feeling right.
The second hour of the Music Box opens with the biggest hit for Mississippi native Bo Diddley. Say Man was the result of a studio jam session between Bo Diddley and his maracas player Jerome Green. Welcome to the second hour of the Music Box, which comes from my house to your radio each week on FM 102.5 The Concert Hall. I'm Mike Duke. Musician, satirist, and mathematician Tom Lehrer was born in New York City on April 9, 1928. A Harvard graduate, he taught math at MIT and elsewhere, but he is remembered by most people for satirical songs such as Poisoning Pigeons in the Park.
Spring is here, a suffering is here. Life is Skittles and life is beer. I think the loveliest time of the year is the spring. I do. Don't you? Of course you do. But there's one thing that makes spring complete for me and makes every Sunday a treat for me. All the world seems in tune on a spring afternoon when we're poisoning pigeons in the park. Every Sunday you'll see my sweetheart and me as we poison the pigeons in the park. When they see us coming, the birdies all try and hide, but they still go for peanuts when coated with cyanide. The sun's shining bright, everything seems all right when we're poisoning pigeons in the park. La 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 they've gained notoriety and caused much anxiety in the Audubon Society with our games. They call it impiety and lack of propriety and quite a variety of unpleasant names. But it's not against any religion to want to dispose of a pigeon. So if Sunday you're free, why don't you come with me and we'll poison the pigeons in the park? And maybe we'll do in a squirrel or two while we're poisoning pigeons in the park. We'll murder them all amid laughter and merriment, except for the few we take home to experiment. My pulse will be quickening with each drop of strychnine we feed to a pigeon. It just takes a smidgen to poison a pigeon in the park.
That's the 1974 debut single for the English band Ace, How Long. Before that, a bit of recreational satire by Tom Lehrer, Poisoning Pigeons in the Park. I'm Mike Duke at FM 102.5 The Concert Hall, where the Music Box is about to continue with another bit of musical fiction that was generated by the sinking of the Titanic. But first, here's a bit of non-fictional trivia related to the event. At only 2 months old, Eliza Gladys Milvina Dean was the youngest passenger aboard the Titanic when it sank. For several years before her death in 2009, she was the last remaining survivor of the disaster. Now here's a fictional story and song from Harry Chapin called Dance Band on the Titanic.
Dance Band on the Titanic, sing me and my God to thee. The iceberg's on the starboard bow, won't you dance with me?
Stood crying at the dockside, saying, please, son, don't take this trip. I said, mama, sweet mama, don't you worry none. Even God couldn't sink this ship. Well, the whistle blew, and they turned the screws. It turned the water into foam. Destination, sweet salvation. Dance band on the Titanic, sing near my God to thee. The iceberg's on the starboard bow, won't you dance with me? There was a trombone and a saxophone. The bass and drums were cooking on a bandstand, and I was strumming in the middle with his dude on a fiddle, and we were 3 days out. Chaplains first. Well, they soon used up all of the lifeboats, but there were a lot of us left on board. I heard the drummer saying, boys, just keep playing. Now we're doing this beat for the Lord.
I heard the dance band on the Titanic sing near my
thank you.
That's the title track from Harry Chapin's 1977 album, Dance Band on the Titanic. The Music Box continues with the Forgotten 45 from 1969 by Petula Clark. This is Look at Mine.
Look at mine. Up to my place and look at mine. If you like the dress much better, look at mine. If she writes you nice love letters, look at mine. If you think her heart is willing, don't you wait to make the killing. Stop a while, take your time and get yourself to my place and look at mine. Look at mine, look at mine, look at mine. I've got everything you need all the time. Oh, look, look. If you think her smile is sunshine, look at mine. If you think her looks are so fine, look at mine. If you think her future's better, just forget the day you met her. Stop a while, take your time and get yourself to my place and look at mine. Stop a while, take your time and get yourself to my place and look at mine. Why don't you look at mine, look at mine, look at mine. Look at mine, 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 look at mine.
That's the Tex-Mex country rock sound of the Sir Douglas Quintet, Dynamite Woman. And we heard Look at Mine by Petula Clark from 1969. Singer and actor Sheb Woolley was born on April 10, 1921 in Erick, Oklahoma. He's best known for his 1958 novelty hit, The Purple People Eater. But he had other records recorded under his name, Sheb Woolley, as well as many under the name Ben Colder. Skin Tight Pinstripe Purple Petal Pushers is from 1961.
Well, I asked my baby for a little old date. She said, pick me up about a 8:15. I jumped in my flivver and I scooted on down. I almost flipped my wig.
She wore skin tight, pinstripe, purple petal pushers, pinstripe, skin tight, purple petal pushers, skin tight, pinstripe, purple petal pushers, built like a fiddle with a wiggle in the middle and a skin tight pinstripe. Purple petal pushers, pinstripe, skin tight, purple petal pushers, skin tight, pinstripe, purple petal pushers.
Oh, what a sight to see.
Hey, hey. I said, I'm gonna take you to a high-class ball. You're not dressed up for that at all. She said, don't worry about the way I'm fixed. We just went on anyway.
Skin tight, pinstripe, purple petal pushers, pinstripe, skin tight, purple petal pushers, skin tight, pinstripe, purple petal pushers, built like a fiddle
with a wiggle in the middle and the skin tight.
Hey, hey.
I said, well, honey, this ain't no good. Dancing with him, and I'm wishing I could. I mean, dance with you like he's doing now. She just kept on dancing.
Hey, hey.
We started home, and I was mad as far. She snuggled up to me, and I stopped the car. She kissed me once, and first thing I knew, I wasn't mad anymore.
Oh, the skin tight, pinstripe, purple petal pushers, pinstripe, skin tight, purple petal pushers, skin tight, pinstripe, purple petal pushers,
built like a fiddle with a wiggle in the middle and a skin tight, pinstripe, purple petal pushers, pinstripe, skin tight, purple petal pushers, skin tight, pinstripe, purple.
Yay, yay. Hey, hey.
Skin Tight Pinstripe Purple Petal Pushers by Sheb Woolley takes us to the time when I'm supposed to say, I'm Mike Duke. The Music Box will return from my house to your radio with one more work of Titanic musical fiction after this concert hall intermission.